Grace and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to you all. I think maybe you can recall years and years ago, there was a program that began by saying, your mission, should you choose to accept it. And then it went on that said, this tape will self-destruct in a few minutes. And of course, in the end, the mission was impossible, but it turned out to be possible. And it became a very popular program called Mission Impossible. Well, that's what I kind of want to talk about tonight, is something that is impossible. Some impossible experiences are called miracles. And miracles come from God alone. Now Mary, who was the mother of our Lord, found herself at the center of one of the greatest miracles in the Bible. Now think on that. That was a true mission. That was impossible, what was about to occur. And given the important nature of the miracle, God sent his very own special messenger, Gabriel, to make the announcement. So God sends Gabriel to Mary, announcing the message of hope, even though it seemed impossible. The message would bring the greatest hope in the history of the world. If you think on that a moment, the greatest hope in the world. God was coming from heaven to be among us. Wow. So Gabriel's greeting kind of comes as a shock, of course, to young Mary, if you can just imagine that. We talked a couple of weeks ago about the shock to Zechariah when he was told he was going to have a son named John. Well, this angel, Gabriel, was sent to the city of Galilee, which was in Nazareth, which, let me tell you, that is nowhere. I mean, you got to go nowhere to get there. It is a place that is desolate and forlorn. And you go, now wait a minute. Why did God pick out this place? And so Gabriel's greeting is this. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to Nazareth, to the virgin, betrothed to the man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. I got a couple of questions about this. Who is Mary? Why Mary in the middle of nowhere? Why would God choose her for his plan of salvation? What made God single her out for such an amazing plan? Now listen to what the angel says. Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. Favored one. Yes, Mary was going to take part in a miracle, but only by the grace of God. But the angel's next words bring even more assurance, because the angel says God is with her, which is an echo of the name of the son revealed to Joseph, also by an angel. He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. She is not alone. God certainly isn't far away. He has come now among his people. But how will he do that? Even more amazing than Mary, She can't even imagine what this is going to be. For God is about to enter her body, and she is going to raise the Christ child. Gabriel can see that she's overwhelmed, as you could well imagine. How could you not be overwhelmed by this confrontation? And so Gabriel says, Mary, don't be afraid. Now, I'm going to tell you, if an angel would appear to us tonight, that would be a stroke for us not to be afraid. You would be frightened to death. I know I would be. But he says, don't be afraid. But the great message this angel bears comes from a gracious God who's full of promise and hope. It is a message. It's a miracle of miracles, abounding with our word, hope, not just for Mary, but for Joseph and for God's chosen people, for all of his people. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. As if this miracle wasn't enough, Mary's trying to get this in her head. She's going to conceive without a man. She's still a virgin. It's going to be a miracle. She will be the fullness of God who will dwell in her. Right. All this would be contained in this little bitty baby that she had conceived through only the sheer power of the Word of God. Just like he created the universe, did it with words. God, humble servant Mary. Mary, a young woman, when she was betrothed in marriage, but it was a marriage not yet consummated. Mary, who would now face the unprecedented situation of being a mother without a father. The questions must have just raced in her head. How? How is this going to happen? Never before has anything like this ever happened before. And Mary is in complete amazement. Here she is talking this through with an angel of the Lord, Gabriel. Amazing. God's presence in her. God directly creating life as the Heavenly Father. A virgin, not only pregnant now with a child, but pregnant with the Holy Son of God himself. Next to the resurrection, I can't think of anything that was more powerful than this. Then Gabriel notes why such a miracle can take place against anything we know or imagine. Now, listen to this, and maybe you've heard this before, but you should take this home with you. You should dwell on this. You should think on these words. Nothing will be impossible for God. Now, we seldom take that seriously. Because we always imagine with our human minds that we know how things work. No, you don't. When God decides that something's going to happen, it happens. He doesn't care about reasons. He cares only that he can do it, and he can. How often do we miss that God has announced this miracle of miracles by no less than Gabriel, the powerful messenger, who stands, by the way, in the presence of God. That's in the Bible, Luke 1:19. For many Christmas, easily, this becomes a little... This story of Mary and a baby is a cute story. It's kind of a manger story where you can move the pieces around in your manger set, I guess. It's for greeting cards, sure. It gives you a couple of feel-good moments. Kind of lifts you out of the doldrums of darkness, of cold darkness. And perhaps you have a fleeting wonderment of yet another birth of all the births you've heard of. But it doesn't take on the magnitude that it should in your heart. Because you and I don't accept the true birth and what that means to our world, what that brought forth to Mary this evening. Yet the heart of the message from Gabriel, the ambassador of the Most High, is God is now with us. A foundational truth we confess. We confess it all the time in our creeds. It's at the heart of our faith and at the heart of hope itself, a trust in possibilities. Because if we come to grips with that one issue, for nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing. Mary can only sit, I guess, in amazement. She's willing to follow on a journey that leads to incredible, undreamed of possibilities. But what I draw from this and what I wish you could encapsulate in your life is this one comment from her. Listen to this. She looks at this powerful angel. She's frightened to death. She doesn't know where she's going, but she says, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." How humble of a comment. Such humility and simple faith and openness. An obedient servant trying to be inspired by hope. But not that phony hope that we've talked about before. This is not a hope, I hope it happens, I wish it happens. It's not a dream, it's not optimism. This hope is from heaven, announced by God's chosen emissary, inspired by this God of the impossible, and underscored by an eternal promise. In Jesus' name, amen.